Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on our story unit. We're talking about a tale called The BFG. It's by an author by the name of Roald Dahl. Mike, I'm sure you're familiar with Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl's a very famous writer. He flew airplanes in the World War II, I think.
He was a pilot, yeah.
He was a pilot, wasn't he? And if I'm not mistaken, he also wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right.
Yes.
So we know a lot of his stories. There are a lot of Western kids, North American kids. We grow up with his stories. English kids as well.
That's right. James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant Peach. That's another one.
The Twits.
A few of them have been made into movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cartoons. The James and the Giant Peach. That was a good cartoon.
That was.
So you guys are probably familiar with his stories as well.
At least Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's a great movie. Been made into a movie several times. So today, we're going to be looking at another of his stories. It's called The BFG. That's right, three letters, BFG. Now, if you want to know what BFG stands for, you're going to have to sit right there and check out the article with us. We're going to come back to talk about it right after that.
Reading The BFG. Sophie is an orphan, living in an orphanage in England. One night, she hears a strange noise as she is trying to sleep. Sophie is a curious child. Even though she's afraid, she goes to the window. What she sees is beyond her wildest dreams. A giant. Sophie watches as the giant lifts an instrument shaped like a trumpet up to her neighbor's bedroom window. Suddenly, the giant turns and looks right at her. Scared, Sophie runs back to bed, but it's too late. The giant reaches in her window and picks her up. With Sophie in his hand, the giant starts to run. It feels like thousands of miles before he finally stops and puts Sophie down. They're in Giant Country, his home. The giant then tells her, "I is the big friendly giant. I is the BFG. The BFG tells her he doesn't eat children the way other giants do. Instead, he blows bottled dreams to kids while they sleep.
The story starts off today by saying Sophie is an orphan living in an orphanage in England.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes, an orphan is a child that does not have their parents around. Mm-hmm. Either their parents have passed away or perhaps had to give up the child because they did not have money to raise children or they got sick or something unfortunate has happened. And the place where orphans, children without parents, live is called an orphanage. An orphanage. That's where they are housed and cared for by people there. They might even go to school there if it's a if it's a good orphanage.
Yeah.
But sometimes they are not very nice places to
be. That's right.
The children there are very unfortunate and not cared for very well.
Right. It's like going away to school, but you can never really go home because both of the parents have passed away, died, or gone missing in some way. So here we have poor little Sophie in her orphanage. As we continue, it says, one night she hears a strange noise as she is trying to sleep. Sophie is a curious child. Okay, so like many young people, while she's sleeping, her imagination might sort of run away when she hears a strange noise. What is that? Is it a ghost? Is it a monster? Well, being a curious child, we're probably going to be safe in guessing she's going to go and find out what it is. Why? Well, because if you're curious, you don't like mysteries. You like to know things. You like to ask questions. When you see something you don't fully understand, you go, "What is that? What's it all about? Tell me more. I want to learn because I'm curious." So I imagine she's going to creep out of bed and go look.
That's right. Being curious means you like to ask questions, and if there's something mysterious or something you don't know about, you want to learn more about it. So most kids are very, very curious. They like to ask why and how and what and where and when, all those questions. Now, even though she's afraid, she goes to the window. Even though means that something is true, but you're going to do something in spite of that being true. So she's afraid, but we know she's going to do something anyway. What is she going to do? She's going to go to the window. So even though she's scared, she's frightened, she doesn't know what's going to be there, she's going to go have a look and see what's outside. What she sees is beyond her wildest dreams. Now, this is a phrase here. If something is beyond your wildest dreams, it means that the craziest, wildest, most interesting thing you could possibly think of in your head or see in your dreams when you're asleep at night, what you're seeing is past all that. It's even crazier or wilder or more interesting or amazing or fantastic than you could possibly imagine. Now, beyond one's wildest dreams is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase right now.
Shortcut for you.
Rachel, guess what? I'm going to be in a movie.
What? That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. I just got the call letting me know. I'll be in the latest action drama with all the big stars.
Whoa, you must be so excited.
It's really better than anything beyond my wildest dreams.
Wait, I thought this really happened. Are you just telling me about a dream you had?
It did happen. The phrase, beyond my wildest dreams, is used when something happens that you never thought was possible.
Alright, so beyond my wildest dreams means 出乎意料,超出想象。
That's right. Anyways, I better get home. I have so much to prepare.
Wow, promise me you'll remember me when you're famous.
I'll remember you even when I'm at the top.
If it's not too much to ask, could you tell me the name of your character?
Well, we're not supposed to discuss the film, but I guess I can let you know. I'll be woman number 3.
Are you serious?
Now, what she saw there, what was beyond her wildest dreams, was a giant.
Ooh.
A giant is one of those mythical creatures. They're just very, very big.
Yes.
Giant just also means huge, gigantic, monstrous. It's like a person. They might look kind of like you or me, but they're just bigger.
That's
right. Taller. They reach up, I don't know how tall you have to be the definition of a giant. Like the guys in the NBA, they're giants to me.
Shaquille
O'Neal is a giant
LeBron
to me.
LeBron James, if I stood next to him, he would seem like a giant. And we can actually use that to talk about people in sort of a fun way, maybe a teasing way. But, of course, in the storybooks, giants are much bigger than an NBA player, maybe as big as a building or something like that. That's why they're usually scary. But, yeah, I guess, you know, if you're over 220 centimeters, like an NBA player, you might be called a giant, but generally it's sort of a storybook character, right?
That's right. It's something you would see like in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Think of those if you've seen the movies or read the descriptions in the books.
And they usually carry a club, something to hit you with that's made out of a tree or something like that. That's how big these guys are.
Yeah, and usually in the stories, they're not that friendly. In some of the old tales, they eat human bones.
That's right.
I'll grind your bones to make me bread, that sort of thing.
That's right. Like Jack and the Beanstalk, that famous old fairy tale.
Now, what's going to happen with this giant, though? Is he going to be a friendly giant, or is he going to be one of those mean, ogre-like giants? Let's find out with the next sentence.
All right.
It says, Sophie watches as the giant lifts an instrument shaped like a trumpet up to her neighbor's bedroom window.
Whoa.
Okay, a trumpet, it's an instrument. You can play music on it. You blow air through it using your mouth, and it has these kind of buttons or pegs on it.
Stops.
Are they called stops?
That's what they're called.
Okay, those are called stops, and you push them down with your fingers, which manipulates or changes the flow of air, which produces musical notes, which come out of the end of the instrument. So the trumpet, I'm guessing, must also be giant. I can't
probably
see the giant,
yeah,
playing a tiny little human-sized trumpet. And he's lifting it up to her neighbor's bedroom window. So I guess he's going to play her a very loud song, wake her up, get her out of bed or something. I'm not quite sure what's about to happen.
Yes, well, suddenly, it says, the giant turns and looks right at her. So the giant looks at Sophie, and this happens very quickly because we see that adverb suddenly. When we use suddenly to talk about an action, we mean it happened very, very quickly with almost no time separating it from what was going on before. So if suddenly someone jumps out of bed, maybe they're late for school. If suddenly your friend runs to the window, maybe they heard a loud noise outside or something like that. They didn't talk. They didn't waste any time. They did it very quickly. So she's looking and then the giant's head turns and looks at her. She doesn't have time to hide. And as we continue, it says, scared, Sophie runs back to bed, but it's too late. Uh-oh, the giant has seen her. She won't be able to hide in her bedroom. So what happens, Joe?
The giant reaches in her window and picks her up.
Ah!
Oh, no. A giant hand comes into the window, picks her up, and...
This is like in King Kong when that, you know, the big gorilla reaches in and picks the lady up.
Yeah, I was thinking of that scene, too.
Yeah,
and she gets pulled out of the apartment. She's screaming.
That's right.
This is kind of similar to that. Maybe it inspired that scene.
Could do, yeah.
With Sophie in his hand, the giant starts to run. So she's been kidnapped by the giant. That's what it means to take somebody against their will. They don't want to go, but you take them anyway.
This isn't good.
This is not good. And he starts to run, so he's taking her away somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Well, it feels like thousands of miles before he finally stops and puts Sophie down. She says, it feels like, because she doesn't really know, but he's running so fast, it feels like they've traveled a long distance, thousands of miles. But then finally he puts her down, so he doesn't eat her right away. That's probably good news for Sophie. They're in giant country, his home. Well, that's a convenient place if you want to find a giant. Go to giant country. It's a place that's named after them because they live there. And the giant then tells her, I is the big friendly giant. I is the BFG. So that's his name. His name is the BFG, which stands for big friendly giant. I think he needs some English classes.
And he kind of sounds like Yoda from Star Wars.
He does kind of. He should actually say, I am the big friendly giant, but he says, I is, because he hasn't studied with his, you know, English for You or All Plus English enough. And then what happens?
The BFG tells her he doesn't eat children the way other giants do.
Phew!
Okay, that's a relief. Remember, we were talking about giants in other stories. They eat human bones, they eat human flesh, they cook up people to make stew or soup or all kinds of...
I imagine a little girl would be a small snack.
It might be a dessert or perhaps like an appetizer for a giant meal. But he says he doesn't do that. He's not eating kids the way other giants do. Instead, he blows bottled dreams to kids while they sleep.
Oh.
Okay, so that explains the trumpet. He's playing music, I guess, but he's actually blowing dreams to them. So he's making some pleasant dreams for them to have while they are sleeping. So
he is a friendly giant.
He's a friendly giant. He's giving them dreams, I guess good dreams, not nightmares or anything like that. So that's why he is called the Big Friendly Giant. He's bringing them dreams every night. Well, the story is going to continue, but we're almost out of time. We're going to go now to our For You chat.
For You chat.
So today, in the story, we met the big friendly giant.
Uh-huh.
He looked kind of scary at first when our main character Sophie first saw him. He was just creeping around outside her neighbor's window with a trumpet, and she didn't know quite what was about to happen.
Right.
Then the giant saw her and took her away to giant country, where she found out that he was actually friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The trumpet is something he uses to blow dreams to kids. So they can sleep well and they can have some pleasant thoughts while they sleep. Now, this seems like a crazy dream itself, this story. It doesn't seem like it's something that's real.
Oh, so you're saying maybe Sophie is sleeping this whole time?
I'm not sure. We're going to have to find out as the story continues, but that's what our For You Chat question is about today.
Okay.
It's about crazy dreams. So
yes.
When was the last time you had a crazy dream, and what happened in it?
Gosh, that's a really good question. I don't remember my dreams very often, to be honest with you. Generally, my craziest dreams, I'm always losing things. Those are the ones that I seem to have more often. I lose my shoes sometimes.
Okay.
Or I go somewhere and I leave and I realize I left all my bag, my books and everything at the place. So those are the dreams that I usually have. Not too crazy, although I did have a flying dream not too long ago. That's pretty awesome because I don't usually have flying dreams. I have friends who do, and I'd never really remembered one, but I had a good dream where I was flying around an island. It was kind of cool.
Was it one of those lucid dreams that they talk about?
I wish. A lucid dream that Joe mentioned there is a dream where you can kind of control it. You're still asleep, but your brain is able to go, oh, this is a dream. Now I can do cool things. No, I've never been able to do that.
Okay, sometimes people do have those. You are, to be lucid, that just means you are aware. You
right.
know what is going on. So
yes.
you're dreaming and you're asleep, but you know you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Like Mike
said. Can you do that? Can you control your dreams?
I've had some of them before.
Really?
Yeah, I had one dream once, and I'm not sure why I had it. Maybe it was the pizza I had before
okay.
I went to
Did
sleep.
Did you eat cheese late at night?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Those late-night snacks make for some crazy dreams.
People say, don't eat cheese before you go to bed. You'll have bad dreams.
And I had watched some sort of movie about, you know, knights and
okay.
dragons, and then in the dream, I was basically in that movie.
Cool.
I was a knight in a castle, and I was fighting these mythical creatures.
Nice.
But I was aware. I was
okay.
aware of what was happening. And
oh,
I was
that's fun.
Controlling the scenes and the action.
Okay.
And things like that. So that was a pretty crazy dream.
That is a good dream.
Often, like you say, when I wake up in the morning, if I've dreamt something, I know I've dreamed, but I don't
mm-hmm.
remember it.
Right. Yeah.
I just know I had a dream, but it goes away. Actually, dreams, the dreams that we have at night, they're actually very short.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
might seem like they're going on for hours or
mm-hmm.
lasting all
mm-hmm.
night, but they're actually, I think, a few seconds.
Oh, really?
Actually, the actual length of them is
wow.
very short.
Wow, interesting.
Researchers have shown this.
Okay, and you only really remember the dreams you were having right before you woke up.
Yes.
So in the nighttime, you could have, you know, 5 or even 10 dreams or something, but you might only remember one of them. Very interesting stuff.
All right, so you guys can have a chat about the crazy dreams you've had as well. As for Mike and myself, we're going to have to leave you for today, but we'll be back on the next program with more of the BFG. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
The BFG. Sophie is an orphan, living in an orphanage in England. One night, she hears a strange noise as she is trying to sleep. Sophie is a curious child. Even though she's afraid, she goes to the window. What she sees is beyond her wildest dreams. A giant. Sophie watches as the giant lifts an instrument shaped like a trumpet up to her neighbor's bedroom window. Suddenly, the giant turns and looks right at her. Scared, Sophie runs back to bed, but it's too late. The giant reaches in her window and picks her up. With Sophie in his hand, the giant starts to run. It feels like thousands of miles before he finally stops and puts Sophie down. They're in Giant Country, his home. The giant then tells her, "I is the big friendly giant. I is the BFG. The BFG tells her he doesn't eat children the way other giants do. Instead, he blows bottled dreams to kids while they sleep.
Vocabulary review.
Orphan. Nicholas is an orphan. His parents died when he was very young. Curious. The curious young girl wanted to know how the strange machine worked. Giant. Jack went into the giant's huge castle and stole some of his gold. Trumpet. Musicians are blowing trumpets to announce that the king is arriving. Suddenly. Suddenly, the ground started shaking. It was an earthquake.